This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Campaign promises of higher individual and business taxes along with more regulation begs the question, what has that approach accomplished in the last 20 to 30 years? Come on, tens of billions in taxes for healthcare hasn't made it more sustainable, hasn't helped education, solved the problems with underfunded public sector pensions, solved the clean drinking water problem in some First Nations reserves, billions more in taxes, hasn't even made a dent in our infrastructure problems or ended homelessness or helped our veterans in the military. But what it's done is produce a much bigger government bureaucracy and a two-tiered system of compensation and remuneration between public sector and private sector workers, especially when it comes to benefits and pensions compared to the average Canadian. The point is that solutions for our most pressing problems are not going to be found in higher taxes, more regulation, and more government intervention. I mean, when it comes to Canadians' top concern, like the rising cost of living, I think a lot of people fail to grasp that our tax and regulatory burden are the reason for a huge chunk of the rising cost of many goods and services. Quick example, we complain about high gas prices, but many of us don't seem to get that about a third of the price at the pump is the cost of taxation. I mean, we complain about the lack of affordable housing with acknowledging that the three levels of government add tens of thousands, if not hundreds, to the price of a new house or condo thanks to a monster list of development levies, lengthy approval process, taxes on labor and construction materials, and in BC, a property purchase tax. Rising property taxes and other government charges are regularly passed along to renters, as will be the cost of BC's carbon tax, no longer offset by tax reductions, and will now increase the overall price of goods and services by about $1.5 billion this year alone. And regulation, well, it adds billions to the costs that we pay for a variety of goods. Obvious examples like milk marketing boards, but there's also tens of thousands of other regulations that raise prices for consumers. Yet an awful lot of politicians are promising more of the same. Well, as the old saying goes, only a crazy person keeps traveling down the same road and expects a different destination. Well, fortunately for some of our politicians, though, it seems like a lot of us are nuts. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.